That's what a lot of people don't understand, is that there you are approved and then have a year to get open, but yet you don't receive funds for that. And so many, many people are donating their time and volunteering to do work without being paid.
Jeff Villardi is the director of Kamalani Academy, an arts integrated charter school located in Wahiawa, Oahu. Kamalani is one of two new charter schools set to open next month, with more than 300 students from preschool through eighth grade.
Fortunate for us, we have partnered with Academica, who was able to provide us, you know, a lot of their knowledge and expertise, having opened up close to 100 charter schools across the country.
Sione Thompson is executive director of the Hawaii State Public Charter School Commission, the body responsible with authorizing and overseeing Hawaii's 34 public charter schools.
This is a model that we're excited about that will really inform us to see how maybe an outside organization, a nationally known organization, could assist in supporting and with resources in a school setting.
It opens up myself to actually be an instructional leader again, as opposed to having to be concerned with so much of the business side of running a charter school.
Organizational capacity is often a challenge for Hawaii's charter schools, and part of that is securing sufficient financing and facilities. The new Kapolei Charter School was fortunate to have help from its parent organization, the nonprofit Goodwill Hawaii.
I don't know if I could ever do it without the human resources, the finance department, the IT, the facility, our marketing team.
Wanda Villarreal is the director of the newly chartered high school, which will focus on helping at-risk students earn a high school diploma and provide wraparound services, such as life coaches. Kapolei Charter School will open with 48 students in its freshman class.
We had zero problems, and I could not imagine the work that goes into, like, for a school like in Kauai.
Alakai o Kauai was the third charter school authorized in 2016. The K-5 school serving students in East Kauai does not have the financial or organizational support of another entity, and it was not able to secure facilities in time for a 2017 opening. Connie Blackwell is president of the school's governing board.
We had our enrollment open for 2 months to see what it was going to be like. We had 111 in 2 months, and they didn't even know where we were going to be located. That tells you the need.
A need that can be more easily filled with financial and organizational help from the outside. Kuvia Hiraishi, HPR News.